Ooh. Motherfucking live. Follow us on Twitter, HurtWords3. Same on Instagram. Like and subscribe on YouTube. Share, share, share. Send us an email, HurtWords@gmail.com. Good morning. On this Wednesday morning. Man, this is really pissing me off. This right here, it's really fucking pissing me off. So what happens when your Wi-Fi shit and you overpay for something that's shit? This is really gonna piss me off now. This is really gonna fucking piss me off, guys. Anyways, I just wanted to come in, do a little quick, I don't know, maybe 30 minutes. We'll see how I feel, because I woke up early as balls today for no fucking reason. I'm off today. Happy Independence Day, by the way. It's not the last one, like the left are saying. And you can kind of hear everything right now because I have the door open. So I kind of like hearing the birds chirp. And so I know it's kind of corny, but just relaxes me, you know, makes me feel like I'm not part of a system, you know, that there's nature going on in the background and stuff, not bullshit, but I came in pretty much like pretty hyped up. Then I took a hit of my pen and I fucking died. So I'm kind of like pretty hurt pretty good, I guess. A good amount for just waking up and still being kind of tired. So I am pretty hurt, but what are you going to do about it? Yeah, I don't even remember what the fuck I was going to come in here and talk about, but I had a couple of things I had wanted to talk about, and I completely forgot because I was too focused on trying to breathe while I was coughing. But let's see if I can think of something. I don't want to get too much into the Independence Day topic because that's what me and Ram are going to go over today on the show in a couple of hours. Hopefully in a couple of hours. I don't want to do a nighttime episode. But hopefully we get to do it in a couple of hours. And you'll hear what we got lined up for the episode. Because we've got stuff lined up for the episode. But I will say this, because I feel like, I mean, God forbid, or higher power forbid. Let me turn this down, guys. It's too fucking loud for me. I don't want it to happen, and I don't want to be right about this, but I just feel like I should. Sorry, I was checking to make sure my mic's alright, but just be careful today. If you're going out to the lake or whatever you're doing, just be careful. Just be vigilant. Keep an eye on the kiddos. Be aware of your surroundings. Like I said, God forbid, and I don't want this to happen. But, you know, the way the left have been talking is, it's very concerning. I feel that we all need to be vigilant, like I said, and you have to pay attention today. Today you have to pay attention. I don't know what's going to happen, where it's going to happen, or if it's even going to happen. But the fact that they're talking about it so heavily on mainstream media, you know, there's got to be a couple of whack jobs out there that are going to be like, you know what, I have to do this for the country, even though they're playing into the globalist agenda and they're just being tools and pawns. But I guess you could use the same argument for the armed services up until now to a real American, not a globalist, got gained power. Because now I actually would feel comfortable serving with Trump in office. But that's another fucking point. But you don't know what they're capable of. I don't know what they're capable of. They are crazy. They've done things in the past. Domestic terrorism does exist. Just look into where they're underground. They pretty much were doing the same thing. They were just actually doing it. You know, kids nowadays or the generations, this generation of socialists or anti-government or anti-government, anti-establishment people who really are just fighting for the establishment. They're fighting for the collapse of America and then, you know, eventually the world. But you don't know what they're capable of. Oftentimes, most of them are crazy. They are on SSRIs, things like that. And you just have to be careful. Even with people you do know, you still have to be careful. You know, I hate to bring this up, but I mean, somebody you can trust can be a snake. Somebody you know can be a snake. So you just have to be vigilant and pay attention to everything. Everything. Because I don't want people to say, oh, he's talking about the left. That's mentioned to the left. Like, people from the right can't do anything bad. Yeah, people from the right can do bad stuff. So pay attention to everything. But I'm just telling you, mainstream media is pushing for the left to have some kind of uprising here in America today. It's supposed to be the last Independence Day. And you know what's weird? I know they do this on purpose. They say happy 4th of July. They don't say Independence Day anymore. Because they're trying to get you to forget that today is Independence Day. And you're probably like, well, I knew that today was Independence Day. Well, that's probably because you're smart. And you're not a fucking idiot like the majority of these jackals are. Because oftentimes, all it is weak minded individuals. And they're just weak minded, they have mental illnesses, or they're stupid. There's a lot of stupid minorities. There is. I don't give a shit. I'm a minority, but I'm not fucking dumb. I'm a truther. I want the truth. I'm ready for the truth. I say this all the time. That's why I got truth this heavy on my chest, tattooed. Because the truth is just that. Oftentimes for most people is heavy, too real, too true. They can't handle the truth. I want the truth, even if I can't handle it. I need the truth. I want the truth. Because the truth is the truth. Why would I want to be lied to? No, you know what? That's too real for me. Just go ahead and tell me some bullshit fucking lie. No. Give me the truth. Keep adjusting my mic because my back's fucking hurting. I worked yesterday. It was a pretty good day. I worked with my buddy Carlos, but shout out to Carlos. Shout out to everybody. Fucking workhorses, man. It's supposed to be done by 7 at night yesterday. We got done at 4. Because that's how fucking beast we are. But I'm feeling it today. I'm definitely feeling it today. I'm back. Lower and mid, also my right shoulder is killing me. That's why I kind of got up and I just got high because my body is killing me and I feel a little bit better. I feel relaxed. I don't feel tense, you know, my shoulder's up. Just, I feel good, you know, everything's dropped. But I want to talk about State of Decay 2. I know it's really random. I'm jumping everywhere from everywhere, but that's the point. That's the point. Is I'm trying to hit as many demographics or as many interests that people have to get people to know that I take interest in this bullshit, or not bullshit, but other things too, not just politics, because I do talk about politics a lot, and I haven't talked about wrestling in a long time. The only reason I haven't talked about wrestling in a long time is because for the Wrestle Hurt, I'm thinking about bringing on my brother-in-law, who I think you guys would love. I know in the beginning it'd be kind of like weird for him, but after a while, I don't know. My brother-in-law, Yaya, just brings out like the funnier side of me. I think people will like that, especially with the Wrestle Hurts. And we're both very knowledgeable. We're not average wrestling fans. We like watching Ring of Honor and New Japan. And I really don't watch Impact, but I would like, you know, I'll go and check out what's going on. I'll read what's going on instead of having to freaking watch it, because I don't know. Impact reminds me of WCW in the sense that, like, I would turn on the product and I just didn't like the way it was shot, didn't like the lighting, didn't like the colors they used, didn't like a lot of the shit. It was just, like, too corny. I mean, I know WWE can be too corny too, but I'm biased because I've been watching WWE since the 90s. TNA didn't start till 2002, 2003, and they've had all these fucking changes that have just been god-awful. But anyways, I want to bring in Ryan to do the Wrestle Hurts with me. But State of the K2, I am not understanding how the fuck you get building materials. Like, where do you find building materials? Do I just have to look for, like, do I have to look for them? This is a serious question, because I looked online too, and they're not really too specific. Because when I will admit, when I first started playing the game, I did something in the game. I did, like, something in the storage. I don't even fucking know. I've only played it one time. And I know it cost me something. I wanted to make a garden for food, because my fucking survivors were starving. They're all fucking hungry. That's not funny, but it's a game, so it is funny. It's not real people. But they're starving, and I know as soon as I launch the game or start up the game right now or whenever the next time I play, that's like the first thing I'm going to have to do is go find fucking food. And I don't know where the fuck to get food. I mean, I know I have to look, but I mean, come on, help a guy out, man. Help a guy out. I'm not trying to fucking die on day 3. It's barely day 3. I don't want to fucking Oregon Trail, my motherfuckers. I want to survive for a bit, you know? For a little bit, at least. Fuck, man. Man. So, yeah, help me out. How the fuck do I find building materials or get building materials? Or what do you do to get building materials? Do you break shit down? Let me know. Please let me know. Serious. Seriously, this is knowledge I need. Please. What else we got? What else do we got? That's it for State of Decay. Oh, Xbox Game Pass? You need to do some shit with EA, man. You need to throw in some fucking, at least Titanfall 2. On Game Pass, because I don't want to buy it again, or I don't want EA access either. And I was kind of disappointed, but the only reason I even played State of the K2 is because I figured it was going to be on the Game Pass. And what it was on the Game Pass, I was like, dang. And I feel comfortable getting the Game Pass because it's $10, and if I don't like State of the K, then I can fucking cancel it and Gucci. But for the most part, I get off fucking mad. For the most part, Xbox fucking piss me off, man. Do better, Xbox. Fucking pussies. Man, I'm kind of bummed out because like my pen. I'm running out of my pen. And it's 4th of July. I wanted to smoke some to America. Because I fucking love America. I absolutely love America. I get it. We weren't perfect. We did some fucked up shit in the past. But you know what? Still, in the present day, we are America. Whether you like it or not, we're America. And we have to learn from our mistakes. Not just dwell on them. Not just say, oh, we used to be shitty. And we're a bunch of immigrants who came over here and fucking took the land from Indians. There, yes, we did. We did do that. But you know what? In this world, only the strong survive. So sorry, Indians. Sorry, other people. I mean, a guy could come up to me right now and say, let's fucking fight. And if I agreed, only one of us is going to come out on top. And I can't fucking be mad if he were to beat me. And he can't be mad if I were to beat him. It's whoever comes out on top. It's whoever is more knowledgeable in fighting or stronger or faster or maybe better at submissions or clutches. I mean, it's just only the strong survive. You know what? We're here now. We're still here. America is still here. America is going to be here for a really long fucking time. Not forever, probably, because eventually the world will have to come together and realize that, you know, we have to do certain things in order to transcend or acknowledge certain things or understand certain things to transcend as a society. But anyways, for now, America exists. We're here. I know I'm American. I know what America has done in its past and American people and American leadership. But even then, prior administrations, the way we carried ourselves because of these puppets of the global elitists does not define me. Does not define me. Those people aren't true Americans. Those aren't true American values. Okay? True American values aren't talked about anymore because they don't even like bringing up the founding fathers and the history of America because they don't want Americans to even be prideful about being American and their history. As a kid, that's all I looked into was history. History of America. I was probably gung-ho about America, just extremely prideful about America since I was a young kid watching documentaries from the library and online and the History Channel and Discovery Channel before they became like anti-America and pushed all these progressive just ideas because History Channel is trash now. It's just Pawn Stars and fucking whatever, American Pickers. I don't even fucking National Geographic because they put out bullshit so much. Discovery Channel, I don't even watch it anymore. It's a bunch of reality television. It's like, but when it was good and they actually showed documentaries about, you know, the Civil War and American history and world history, I was all in it. I loved it. And even then, I came to the realization that, you know, America was bad. But then when I saw Endgame and I woke up and realized that, you know what, America was bad. But it was all intentional because that's how we wanted that's how the globalists want the rest of the world to perceive America, as just a bunch of fucking assholes, selfish assholes, lazy pigs who like guns and just want to go to war and kill a bunch of fucking people and take people's stuff for no reason or without any fucking cause just because we're America and we're the world police. So that's intentional. That's intentional. But that's not who I am. I'm a real American. Born in America. Raised in America. Gonna die in America. But I don't agree with what past administrations have done. Okay, I don't even agree all the way with Donald Trump. But for the most part, I do. You know why? Because he's bringing back America. He's making America great again. Real America. For the people, not for corporations and big banks that just sell us out and we're just collateral damage because we just happen to be in America, born in America, American. This goes on around the world, regardless of your nationality. They're selling you out. They're trying to sell you out hardcore. Right now, nationalism is making a fucking comeback around the world. The globalists are fucking terrified and they're scared. That's why you have so much coming out and so much being normalized right now. It's because they don't know what to do. So they have to keep you distracted. So that you don't know what's going on. That way when shit hits the fan, of course you didn't know what the fuck was going on. And it's too late for you. Because you were too distracted. Because you didn't give a shit enough about your own fucking life and your family's life and your kids' life. To look into what's really going on. And I hate to be that type of fucking person and say shit like that, but it's the truth. You don't fucking care enough. Liberals too. You don't fucking care enough. You're not smart enough. You're not strong enough mentally to understand that what you're doing, all you're doing, is hurting the American people and eventually hurting yourself. Because by the time you fucking wake up and realize, holy shit, I've been playing into this fucking systematic game, it's already going to be too late. You're already going to be looking down a barrel of a gun or something. Who knows what? But it'll be too fucking late for you. Too late. And it's your fault. Because you don't fucking care enough about yourself, even. Isn't that crazy? It's not that you don't care enough for your family. You don't care enough about yourself. I care about myself. I want to be free. I want prosperity. But not only for myself. For everybody around the world. Globalism is a bad thing. The elite are bad people. They want to oppress us. They want everything for themselves. This is real. If you have a hard time believing me, look into it. And if you don't look into it, I don't know what to tell you. All I can tell you is you're a fucking idiot. And even then, I'm still kind of wrong for you not believing but knowing what I know and looking into what I know. Even if you want to try to prove me wrong, you're still not going to look into it. You're just going to say you're wrong without no proof. Okay. At least with me, I can give you government documents, news articles put out by mainstream media outlets and mainstream newspapers themselves. And publications admitting it that this goes on. Okay? So, fucking wake up, man. Wake up. Please wake up. Because I'm ready. I'm ready for prosperity for everybody. I'm ready for good health for everybody. I'm just ready for the world to see that all the bullshit going on was in fact just because we accepted it and we did nothing about it. Because everybody sat on their ass waiting for the next guy to do it. And if you're going to say, well, you're not doing that, then motherfucker, I'm doing this podcast. This stuff is recorded. This stuff gets to people's ears. Not a lot. But that's why I'm going to continue doing with it, because hopefully my audience can keep growing and growing and growing and growing and growing. But the shit that we talk about, we put it out there for that fucking reason. It's to inform you guys. And then you go out and you spread the word. That's how we battle the globalists. That's how we get our country back. That's how we get freedom back. That's how we regain our world. That's how humanity survives and comes together and prospers. Fucking loud ass phone, right? So don't tell me I'm not fucking doing anything. I do this shit almost every day, telling you what the fuck is going on. The most bits and pieces that I feel that are most important for me to get out to people like me who probably don't believe in the same political ideas or doesn't know about the globalists or the elite, but like to smoke, like to talk about wrestling, like to talk about music, like to talk about drums, like to talk about comedy, anything and everything. And I'm trying to, guys. I'm really trying to break away from just being so political. And I'll probably get a couple other people to do the podcast, but I'm going to stick to politics. I just feel like I have to. It's my duty to get the truth out there to everybody, the right information out there to everybody. So that you can wake the fuck up and realize that, hey, you know, Jeremiah, he likes hardcore music. He loves Terror, Trapped in the Rise, Madball, Backtrack, Bad Seed. I mean, you name it. The list goes on. He likes Being as an Ocean, Through Guys is Dead, Black Dahlia Murder. He likes playing drums. He likes watching wrestling. His favorite wrestler is AJ Styles. He likes music. He likes rap. He likes Gucci Mane. He likes trap. He likes the whole Trap God album. He likes wearing Vans. He likes wearing above the knee shorts. He loves America. He loves family. He loves you. He wants prosperity for everybody. And he also is aware of the elite trying to oppress us. Okay, I'm just a regular person, a regular human being. I wake up 6:30 every morning, get ready for work, go to work, do what I have to do. Don't bitch about it. Just do it out in the hot sun, walking. And I'm saying this because oftentimes I know that there's people out there who work at a fucking call center and the AC, they say, I don't want to go to work today. Stop bitching and just fucking do it. If you don't like it, save your fucking money and do something. Invest in something. Play the lottery. Go to fucking bingo. I don't know. Start a business. Do something other than bitch about it, because bitching isn't going to do anything for you. That's what I want you guys to realize. I'm just a regular fucking person trying to shed light on this. But I go to work. I pay bills. Right, I'm just a regular fucking average Joe who does all this, is aware of the elite, and this all is connected, because if you're tired of being a fucking wage slave, why don't you do something about it and tell Mr. Donald Trump to go after the Federal Reserve? Change it up. Do something about it, because the way things are is just ass backwards for the sake of it being ass backwards, because we've stood down. And granted, I'm 25 now, so I couldn't do anything when Obama was elected. Even in, how old was I? Oh, his second term. But I wasn't even heavy into politics at that time. Yeah, not at that time. But now, you know, plenty of us can do something about it. Start your own fucking podcast. Call the White House. Call your congressman. I mean, there's plenty of things we can do. Everything in the world is ass backwards because we let them get away with it. we let big corporations and big mega banks and lobbyists and corrupt politicians just do whatever the fuck they want to do. Nobody goes to jail, so the truth never comes out, and that's what Trump was trying to do, and he better do. He better indict Hillary Clinton, because if he doesn't indict Hillary Clinton, or Loretta Lynch, or Andrew McCabe, or Rod Rosenstein, or Obama, or James Comey, or the Bush family, if he doesn't go after everybody, or at least try to go after everybody that's sold out this country, I'm going to be fucking mad. That's what I want him to do. That way the people of the left can really realize, holy shit, this was going on. And even when it happens, mainstream media is going to say, look, they're putting these people in jail for no reason, without proof, without evidence. When they have proof and they have evidence, they'll spin it. And that'll be the whole, like, maybe that'll be enough. That'll be enough to push people really to the edge, maybe. You know, when they see Hillary Clinton going to prison, oh my God, Hillary Clinton's going to prison. You probably have some dumb bitches crying. Hillary Clinton's going to prison. Donald Trump's a bad person. He's racist and he's a bigot and sexist. And shut up, bitch. You're being lied to. You're being lied to. You're being lied to. I'm not a weak-minded individual. So, if the shoe fits and you take offense to it, and you take offense to me calling you a bitch, sorry, not sorry. Don't listen to the fucking podcast. Don't watch it. Don't share it. You don't have to, you know? Guys, too, dumb fucks, if you buy into the whole fucking Hillary Clinton bullshit, you're a stupid piece of shit. But it's going to do it for today. It's 32 minutes. I think that's enough time, guys. Anyways, you're never alone. Remember, don't let the stress get to you. Don't let the anxiety eat away. And don't let the fear consume you. Keep that fucking head up. We're going to get through this. America is going to be great and continue to stay great. So, happy Independence Day. Enjoy it. Enjoy your freedom, what little freedom you have, before they try to take the rest away. And say Independence Day. Don't say Happy 4th of July. Independence Day. Today is the day, the anniversary that we gained our independence. That's something to be proud of. Remember, because we were being oppressed, and we said, fuck that. That's what's going on. That's why it's so symbolic today. What a time to be alive. We're being oppressed right now. It's maybe this year will be the second revolution. Who knows? This will be the start of the second revolution. You know what? I'm all for it, because I love my country. I love my fellow Americans. I love the people of the world. But I'm not over there. Let me help fix stuff going on here, and then we can go over there and help out the rest of the world. But just know, if you try anything, I'll be there in the streets. By myself, I don't give a fuck. You're not gonna disrespect my country and my fellow Americans and everybody who's lost their lives trying to make this country what it is. And even though down the line we've been infiltrated and sold out, we can still get our country back. We can still have America. Be American. Be proud to be American. Keep our independence. Keep our constitution. Keep our rights. Fuck oppression. Fuck tyranny. Americanism, not globalism, will be our credo. Remember that. And remember this, if you tune in, for people around the world, if they even fucking tune in. Nationalism, not globalism. Nationalism. Don't buy into globalization. don't buy into the New World Order because it's a scam. They're scamming you. They're scamming you. They want to oppress you. They want to kill you. Remember that. Don't be fucking dumb. Don't be dumb. Look into it for yourself.